It's 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. It's that time, again, on a Friday, when we speak to our punter with an interesting and unusual hobby, our feature punter with a passion. The idea is they can maybe inspire you and me to take it up and give it a go. We've done roller derby, ultra running, Viking reenactment, metal detecting, all of them interesting subjects. But this week, one topic that we like to talk about more than any other in this country, Jeff Barton joins me. His hobby is weather, so much so he's built his own weather station in his back garden. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time this morning. Why weather for you?
Well, I got interested in this really when I moved to Dundee in 2001. And I grew up and lived in the southeast of England. And of course, people who live down there have a very strange view of Scotland and the weather in particular in Scotland. And I realised it was pretty bad when I went back down, having just moved here, and somebody said to me, Scotland, weather must be terrible, it's raining all the time, and have you got snow yet? And I said, well, it's June. So, you know, that kind of got me thinking that maybe there was something I could do to educate people where I used to live.
And you have. You set up your own weather station.
So, yeah, and everyone loves to talk about the weather, as you said. So
we're obsessed. Kind of why do you think that is? And it's not just in Scotland. British people are obsessed with the weather.
Well, I think because it changes a lot. You know, we're in Ireland, and so the weather changes a lot. You know, it's not like if you're on continental Europe or in the middle of the US somewhere, then you can predict the weather for tomorrow pretty easily. And you can just look out the window and see what it's doing today, and it's probably doing the same thing tomorrow.
Tell me about your weather station, Jeff.
Well, so I set this up because we've got, it was relatively easy to do. You can buy a piece of some equipment that collects a whole series of different bits of information about the weather. So the one I have it does wind speed, wind direction, temperature, pressure, rainfall, humidity. I think that's about it.
What's the fascination for you with the weather?
Well, you can track what's happening. So I can tell people exactly what's happening in my garden, which has got to be interesting to the world, hasn't it? So that's a big fascination. And so the interest is really just to see how it changes over the year, what the maximum and minimum temperatures are. It's quite useful just to be able to look at it and see, well, this morning it's freezing. Like this morning I looked at it and saw it was just below freezing, the air temperature, so I knew there'd be a frost. I had to be a bit careful on the steps going out of the house. So there's kind of practical things like that. But also I like to collect data over a very long period of time. So my weather station uploads information every 5 minutes to a website where anyone can look at it, and also to an international network of other people who also collect weather data for local regions. Something called, it's an American-based thing that I use, which is called the Weather Underground. And they make predictions then that use my weather, or forecasts that use my weather data for the locality that we live in Dundee.
Which means you must be good. How accurate are you, Jeff?
In forecasting, that's hard to tell. I haven't done that, you know. I think it's pretty good, actually. I think it's pretty good. And I was looking at the forecast for next week, going out 10 days, and it's, you know, it's suggesting snow and getting a lot colder over the next week. And I think there's a general consensus about amongst the professionals that that's the case as well. So that's always good to hear.
So now you record it online, which I guess is the kind of modern version of, I used to know someone who had a book, and he did a nice garden, and he used to write in his book every day what the weather was, and he loved looking back at what it had been that time last year, and 2 years before, and 5 years before that.
Absolutely. So I know somebody just like that who's done exactly that for the last 30, 40 years. And I'm really too lazy for that kind of thing, you know. And I only started being interested in collecting the statistics when it got easy to do, when you had always on internet, which we had when we first moved here in 2001, and you had the ability for a machine to do it for you automatically without having to keep an eye on it. Most of the time it works. Occasionally it fails, and somebody who's interested will email me and tell me something strange happened. There are a few strange things have happened over the years, I should say, with the weather readings from my station.
Tell us.
Well, so I have three children. They're all grown up now, but they were small boys, and of course they knew about this thing. And in the summer, they'd like to play with a hose. And you can imagine that occasionally there would be these really heavy rainfalls on bright sunny days that I'd record, and I'd look at this and think, what's going on? You know, there's no clouds in the sky, there's fantastic sunshine, and there's this big peak in rainfall. And of course, it was one of my children deciding to put a hose in the top of the sensor.
Boys will be boys. How long did it take for you to realise, Jeff?
Well, I think there's still some there I didn't notice, but there's one or two I noticed, and you can go in and edit them out.
Hilarious.
But the other one that I've just changed a year ago, I changed the weather station for some new equipment, because they last about 10 or 12 years and then they wear out essentially. But while the old one was gradually going wrong, I got this kind of rather whimsical email from somebody saying, locally saying, I thought it was very interesting that you had a very, very high ultraviolet light at 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was the ultraviolet light sensor breaking down and giving these strange readings. So then various people speculated on what this might be caused by, you know, alien spacecraft or, you know, something strange happening. But it was just the sensor breaking down. So there's kind of occasional amusing things that happen like that.
You see, I thought this might have been quite a solitary thing, running your own weather station, but it sounds like you're linked to a much wider community of amateur meteorologists who are fascinated by the same stuff.
Well, I think they're not just amateur meteorologists, but just people who are interested in local weather. So I often get asked about, you know, what the local conditions have been recently. And I can always point people at this, and I have much more detailed data that's not available easily on the website that I can give people. So it's also been used in research. So there was a course run in Dundee University on sustainable energy. And so a lot of the students from that were interested in the wind speed and light intensity that you saw in the Dundee area, because they were doing projects to say, well, how could we actually light a street using renewable energy, using, you know, charge up during the day and then use the lights at night. And so that kind of project has benefited from it. And occasionally, I did get contacted once by somebody who was a lawyer. And I couldn't really help this person, but they were acting for somebody who'd slipped on some water at a premises and were making a claim for injuries. And they were saying, well, you know, was it raining that day? And so they contacted me, but I couldn't really help them, because I said, well, I might be able to tell you if it was raining or not in my garden, but I have no idea what it was doing in the town centre.
So, where you are, exactly.
So really, you can't use it.
How much time does this take, Jeff?
Very little. Once it's initially set up, it just does it on its own, and you can just look at it. There's a bit of time if you want to aggregate, you know, put the statistics together, and occasionally you have to, you know, maybe update the software that it runs to improve it. But really, it's not a lot. It's not a big commitment of effort and time for me. As much as you want to spend on it, or as little.
What does Mrs. Barton think about having a weather station in her back garden?
Ah, now that's a good question. So my wife, Julia, is a very keen gardener, and you have to look around and find the best site for the weather station. It has to be, I think, about a metre and a half above the ground and in open ground, and there's all kinds of rules about where you should put it to get the best, most reliable readings. And, of course, the best site in our garden happens to be in the middle of her favourite herbaceous border. So there was a bit of negotiation had to go on over that. But I think, you know, it's been there for 15 years now, so I think she's kind of happy about it.
A source of some tension, but you've got past it. Right,
okay. Hopefully. Yeah, it's a talking point for her as well, you know, when people visit. So what's that? You know, they point at this thing and curious about it.
Right, we'll do the weekend weather and the big thing waiting for us next week in just a second, but let's go through the usual questions that we do at this point on a Friday. So to get started, listening to this and thinking, I'd have a go at that. How much to get started in the weather forecasting business?
Well, there's different levels. I mean, you can get involved with the weather very cheaply. In BBC, you have Weather Watchers, which is a great system where you can upload information about your local weather and photographs and things. You just sign up for that. So that's, you know, almost no cost. If you want to collect data, you know, measurements and recordings and upload them to the internet, it's variable amounts of money, a few hundred pounds maybe to get started, maybe less depending on. If you're a super keen electronics person, you can build your own kit and things and do it really quite cheaply. If you want to buy something off the shelf, it costs more.
And in terms of time, depends how much you want to dedicate to
it's like it's like any hobby. It's not like some hobbies. I think you had an ultra runner on, so, and I guess they have to train all the time to do that. It's not like that. It's very much automated, and you have to make sure the machine is clean, and but it's not a big commitment of time once you have it set up.
And how much experience, how do you find out about how the recordings that you're making, how it relates to weather patterns? Where's all this information held?
Well, there's, as I say, there are a number of, there's one particular site I upload to, and that stores information for a number of other local weather stations and ones across the whole UK and the world. So you can quite easily compare the readings you have with other local stations. So it's very interesting to see how variable the weather is. I mean, Dundee, as you know, is built on the side of a hill, and I'm about 30 metres up from the river. So the weather I get is quite, and the readings I get are quite different from people who are just the other side of the hill. There's another weather station a little further inland, and they at Kirkton Waterhouse, and they have quite different readings. So it's very very regional, very localized. So when you see general weather forecasts like you'll give in a moment for the whole of Scotland, they can be very different to what is local.
They say that Dundee is the sunniest place in Scotland, don't they?
It is.
Yeah, you can confirm that for us officially this morning.
Well, you know, to the best of my knowledge, yes, it is. It's definitely very sunny. It is today, in fact. It's
right. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's do this. Let's do this thing that we do every Friday at this point, which is give you 60 seconds to sell your passion as a punter with a passion to the people of Scotland. Why should we all become local weathermen? It's over to you. 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
Okay, well, I think everyone in the UK is interested in the weather. You can get involved through BBC Weather Watchers. And if you want to keep your own weather data, you can help professionals improve their forecasts. So that's good for everybody. You need some equipment. It may cost you a few hundred pounds. You can spend a lot more than that if you want to. You need a bit of knowledge, computer skills to set it up. You need somewhere to put the equipment. You need an internet connection. And then you can upload data to one of the networks and let them make really accurate predictions for your local area. And that's much better than listening to the general predictions you get on the BBC.
Good. We're out of time as well, so that's perfect. Jeff, good job with that. I think in terms of the low level of commitment and effort required, this may be my favourite so far.
It's definitely one for the couch, this. You know, you can sit there with your mobile phone looking at the weather station and, you know, you don't have to be running around or anything.
Wandering out into the garden once a day to have a look.
No.
Beats ultra running for me, for
well,
sure.
You can certainly wander out into the garden and have a look if it makes you feel good, but yeah, it's not essential.
Right, let's come back to the weather for this weekend, and specifically looking forward to what is exciting a lot of weather people at the moment, which is the predicted beast from the east arriving from Siberia next week. Is it going to be as cold, based on your readings so far, do you think, as people are predicting?
Yeah, I think so. It's changing all the time, like forecasts always do. But it's certainly, the predictions are suggesting, you know, middle of next week is going to be pretty cold, and possibly snow, which is quite unusual for us here in Dundee, anyway.
When something like this is blowing in, as a weather fan, do you get excited about it? Do you look forward to it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's always interesting to see extreme weather, and I like to compare what I measure with what happens, you know, the most extreme things, and so it's quite, yeah, it's always interesting to see that. Of course, we get excited. Yeah.
And Jeff, live weather from Dundee at the moment. What's happening?
I'm just looking out the window.
Always the best way.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a little hazy at the moment, but it was very sunny earlier on. But it's certainly sunny still, I think, yes.
At least it's dry.
It's not raining.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff Barton, pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. That's our punter with a passion this week. Jeff, who's got his own weather station, will talk more about what's coming next week within the weather after this. 11:22, Friday morning. It's BBC Radio Scotland.